From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 22 people were killed and dozens more injured in a stampede in Mumbai on Friday morning. The stampede occurred as a crowd was taking cover on a bridge during a monsoon downpour. Bajesh Ubagde was there. He says the stampede happened because there were too many members of the public on the bridge, and the people were in a hurry and wanted to move out. They felt suffocated and just wanted to get out. Although the cause of the stampede is unclear, there are reports that people thought the bridge was about to collapse after some chunks of concrete fell, causing people to flee. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber has targeted a Shiite mosque in Kabul, killing at least six people and wounding many more. The attack took place after Friday prayers when worshippers were on their way home. The death toll from the powerful blast is expected to rise. Puerto Rico is under a flash flood watch as the wait for food and supplies continues. Heavy rain is expected through the weekend. Meanwhile, White House officials say a federal force of 10,000 people, including 7,000 troops, are helping the island dig out of the devastation left by Hurricane Maria. The U.S. Navy hospital ship Comfort is heading for the island. Critics have accused the Trump administration of not responding quickly enough to the hurricane, which ravaged Puerto Rico on September 17th. President Trump is expected to visit Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands on Tuesday. At this hour, U.S. markets are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 22 points, the NASDAQ is up 30, and the S&P is slightly higher. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Trump will travel to five Asian countries in November to participate in regional summits. The White House says the goal is to gather global support against the North Korean threat. Mr. Trump will make his first trip to China. He'll also visit Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, and the Philippines during the 11-day trip. Ahead of that trip, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in China amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. VOA's Cindy Sain says there is a growing sense of pessimism that the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is possible.
But diplomacy is still the first option. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is seeking China's cooperation to curb North Korea's nuclear provocations and paving the way for President Donald Trump's first visit to China in November.
We have preparation for President Trump's important visit, so we want to talk about the agenda for that visit, and then we'll continue our discussions on a number of other issues that are important, but certainly North Korea will be on the table for discussion.
China is North Korea's number one trade partner.
As part of that effort, the U.S. is working to toughen sanctions on North Korea. Susan Thornton, the acting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Asian and Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee the Trump administration is working with international partners on applying new pressure on Kim Jong-un's government.
We think that this maximum pressure campaign is the last best chance to resolve this peacefully, but what that also means is that eventually we will need to get into some diplomacy and we will need flexibility when we get to that point.
If fully implemented, the new sanctions would significantly cut North Korea's oil, gasoline, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. North Korea condemned the UN action, saying it is aimed at completely suffocating the North Korean people. The UN Migration Agency says at least 23 people are dead, with dozens more missing, following the shipwreck of a boat carrying Rohingya Muslims. They were fleeing the violence in Myanmar to Bangladesh. The death toll is expected to rise. The U.S. is ordering more than half of its personnel in Cuba to leave the country. U.S. officials say this is a response to specific attacks on diplomats in Havana, the most recent in August. The embassy will stop processing visas and issued a new travel warning, urging Americans not to travel to the island nation. The U.S. Senate has confirmed John Huntsman is the new U.S. ambassador to Russia, filling a void at a critical time in U.S.-Russian relations. Huntsman is a former governor and has previously served as U.S. ambassador to Singapore and China.
That's the latest world news from VOA.